You can't see anything. Everything burned down. There's nothing left.
The LA Sheriff's Department's canine teams will come in to search for bodies. It's possible as many as 5 deaths are connected to the Eaton fire. Craig Figner for CBS News, Pasadena, California.
The LA County Sheriff says 20 looters have been arrested. The NBA has postponed tonight's Lakers-Hornets game in LA. The body of former President Jimmy Carter is now being flown to Georgia, where he'll be buried in his hometown of Plains. Earlier, former U.N. Ambassador Andrew Young spoke at Carter's state funeral in Washington.
I want to say thank you. You have been a blessing from God, and your spirit will remain with us.
All 5 living presidents attended today's funeral. The water is coming back on in Richmond, Virginia, days after a storm knocked the city's water treatment plant offline.
Our system now is fully pressurized in all 9 zones. What we were waiting for earlier this morning, we had 1 zone that was holding out on us. And so, yeah, got to a point where we now have full pressure in all 9 zones.
Richmond Mayor Danny Avula says for now, residents should boil their water before using it. The grocery chain Kroger is paying $110 million to settle an opioid lawsuit filed by the state of Kentucky. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman says between 2006 and 2019, Kroger doled out 11% of all the opioid pills dispensed in the state.
Kroger and its more than 100 pharmacies across Kentucky was responsible for roughly 444 million opioid doses coming into our Commonwealth over the 13-year period in question.
The lawsuit alleged Kroger didn't do enough to stop suspicious opioid orders. The guidelines for a common vaccination are changing. More from CBS's Michael George.
The CDC is now recommending the pneumococcal vaccine for all adults ages 50 or older. The vaccine, commonly called PCV, protects against the pneumococcal bacteria, which can cause pneumonia, meningitis, and bloodstream infections. The previous recommendation was only for adults 65 and older.
CDC also recommends the pneumococcal vaccine for children younger than 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for 2 Kenosha School Board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and 4 challengers. The primary will eliminate 1 candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least 1 more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks kicked the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a dominating 121-105 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Doc Rivers on how he thought his team played defensively.
I loved it. I told him that at halftime. I was like, guys, back-to-back games, our defensive focus and attention to detail was on point. And when we play like that, we're really tough. Because if we get multiple misses, we're going to eventually make threes.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers will try to extend their 4-game winning streak when they host the Minnesota Gophers as tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Kohl Center in Madison. NFL, Packers holding practice, getting ready to face the Eagles. Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Jaden Reed says it's too soon for the Packers season to be over just yet.
We ain't worked this hard to come this far. You know, we went through a lot, you know, in camp, through the season to even get here. So our mindset is on one goal, and, you know, that's how we're preparing this week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather, I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight, some flurries and snow showers developing late, and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon, a high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s, more snow possible Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
It's the Monkees and Last Train to Clarksville on WRJN. We've talked before about how many of the Monkees songs were written by Neil Diamond, but not that one. That one was written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, a songwriting team who came up with many songs for the Monkees, but they also wrote songs for Chubby Checker and Jay and the Americans.
Smile, she knows. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Robin's here. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
All right, now I want you to think back. How long have you been married now? You've been 30 years?
It's 10, 20, 90, so we're going on 35.
Oh, 35 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you got married, did you register for gifts?
Yes, that's the thing to do back in the 90s, mm-hmm. late 80s.
Mm-hmm. And did you get wedding china?
I did pick it out. I think I got just a couple of plates, but really, and a couple of the goblets, wine goblets. Back then, I was so cool. You know, I wanted black wine glasses and black plates with gold trim. So, no, I didn't get that much of it. But I do have a couple plates and pretty about a couple wine glasses.
So you didn't buy the whole set once you...
No.
No.
Okay. No.
I wonder if that's what people do anymore. Do people still go out and want wedding china?
I don't know.
I don't think we're
china
as formal.
As much.
Yeah. I don't think we're as formal as we were.
No, you're not. Because with Amazon and with all the online shopping, and you don't have to physically go get a gift anymore. You just... People send in their, you know, invitations or, you know, rehearsal dinner, whatever they say, we're registered on this website. You know, it used to be Crate and Barrel a little bit.
Yeah.
Now it's Amazon and some home stores. But yeah, that's the way things are going.
Well, I was going to ask you if you still use your wedding china, but sounds like you probably don't.
No, but, you know, what's old is new again. And I'm finding that I'm looking at things online and I'm thinking, well, there's my glasses right there. I could take out a couple of those wine glasses and they'd be cool again.
We use ours. We got a full set.
Really?
Yeah. When we registered, my mother-in-law came back to my wife and she said, you guys have to go register for more stuff.
Oh, really?
Because like all of her friends went out and bought everything for us. So yeah, we have a ton of wedding china and I'd say we use it 3 or 4 times a year.
That is kind of cool. You know, use it on your anniversary. I have my great grandmother's china on both of my sides, my mom and my dad's. So I'm proud to use that every now and then, like Easter, special occasions, you know, but good not my own.
Mm-mm. Well, I'm interested to see if my son and his fiance are going to register for that kind of stuff. My guess is no.
You would be surprised because sometimes the future mother-in-laws get involved and
we'll see.
You know,
we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. There's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, opening Friday, January 10th at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving, in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to savings. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
It's the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk on WRJN. That song has a very sweet memory for me, and maybe I've told you this before, but how many of you remember Frenchy Bouton? Frenchy Bouton was a longtime announcer here at WRJN, and although we never really worked together, I got to know him a little bit, and he was also a pianist and kind of a lounge singer. And one time at Salmon-O-Rama, he was on stage, and he brought me up on stage with him, and we sang together Under the Boardwalk from the Drifters, and it's a very sweet memory. For me.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool.
in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, get down on my knees for you.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A spring election in Pleasant Prairie will see a showdown between a county board supervisor and a longtime village trustee. It's for the position of village president. Current president John Steinbrink is retiring. Eric Meadows filed his candidacy on Monday. He's on the county board and was a Kenosha Unified School District board member. Pleasant Prairie village trustee David Klimich is also running. The spring election is April 1st. Five candidates have filed to run for two seats on the Kenosha School Board. That means a primary election on February 18th. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. Challengers are Sheb Mohammed, Andreas Mamalakis, Valerie Kretschmer, and Carl Bryan. The primary will eliminate a candidate. Aurora Hospitals brought back masks this week. Now the state is putting out a notice about the spread of illness. Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning as respiratory illnesses surge across the state, with flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases on the rise. The Department of Health Services reports high level of respiratory illness statewide. Visits to the ER are up, especially among infants, young children, and older adults.
Health officials are telling people to get vaccinated. In response, Aurora Healthcare did reinstitute a mask mandate at their facilities. Other hospitals have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight, some flurries and snow showers developing late, and lows in the low 20s. For tomorrow, early flurries and snow showers and mostly cloudy for the afternoon, a high around 30. Saturday, sunshine and highs in the upper 20s, more snow possible Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, it's the Guess Who and No Time. Do you have your tickets yet to see Burton Cummings of the original Guess Who? He's going to be at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee on March 26th. Tickets are on sale now.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. It ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well,
Farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do. Because I love you. It's wrong to say I don't think of you. 'Cause when you say you to know I believe in your song.
need. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, how many social media sites are you on? As of last year, Facebook has more than 3 billion monthly active users, or MAUs, more than double what the social media giant had just 10 years ago. Also, as of last year, YouTube had 2.5 billion MAUs, Instagram had 2 billion, TikTok 1.22 billion, and Snapchat has 750 million monthly active users.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, whether it's me and standard, cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun,
fun, fun, till her daddy takes a
fun, now the daddy better to have fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bit away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bit away.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The largest wildfires in the Los Angeles area are still 0% contained. At least five people have died, and the fear is more bodies have yet to be found in the rubble. This Altadena woman's home was destroyed in the Eaton fire.
We had everything, like the sentimental things. Like, my mom passed away. I had only a few things of hers left. My wedding dress, our wedding album.